This is Magic with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to Skeptic Overlord on the topic of the Skeptic Overview, number 4. As always, I really look forward to your podcast, by the way. I just love the whole motif. And, of course, you've always got something interesting to pass along. I'm a little saddened because my record for longest podcast has been broken, and you now hold it by almost a good 3 minutes. So I guess I'm just going to have to get to work on that and see if I can't beat that record. 174 podcasts, I think like 63 of them are mine. So I think I'm definitely earning my title as the first ATS podcast troll. And I really do think, I mean, it's only been 3 weeks. Just imagine, I'm hoping that we aren't going to run out of service space as these podcasts start piling up, because we're just scratching the surface here. As more members get involved and as more people discover just how much fun this is, and not just fun, really, podcasts are a great way to cut through a lot of the BS that forums just kind of inherently, you know, there's all kinds of things. People talk about this all the time. You know, you only have text. And so there's all these misunderstandings. And it's just so great when you can hear someone saying it and you can go, oh, he was laughing when he said that, when he said he wanted me to die. And you know, maybe you won't take it quite so hard. I have to say, I think there is a collective sigh of relief in the forums in general that I'm spending more time in Podspace because, yeah, they... The classic Magic, you know, 3-page post, where your scrolling finger kind of gets sore just scrolling through my single posts. We're not seeing as many of those. However, there's always a price. Now Podspace isn't safe because here I am. the thing you mentioned, the complaints forum, it is kind of neat having access to the complaint forum. I mean, one of the things I guess people don't realize is just how much discussion complaints can generate. I've seen, you know, some complaints, it can get up there in the multiple pages of discussion. And, you know, usually what happens is, okay, so, you know, did someone, you know, so all you to you someone or, you know, so the member of the staff usually figure out what they're going to do after there's been discussion. And sometimes the debates and deliberation go on for quite a ways in the complaint forum. So, you know, I was quite surprised. That was like the one thing about the complaints forum when I first got access to it that blew me away was just how much discussion complaints can generate. So if you feel, and, you know, and that discussion, sometimes they're going along and they're not really sure. The staff is like, well, I don't know. And so sometimes members will feel like, okay, well, I submitted my complaint 3 days ago. I guess they just ignored it. No one cares. Meanwhile, you know, you're on page 3 of the complaint forum, and everybody, I mean, you know, Skeptic will jump in, and, you know, sometimes even Simon will step in there and say, you know, hey, what's going on here? So, you know, seeing it from the other side, it's just kind of fascinating to see the you know, just to know that. So I just thought I'd pass around. And yeah, you know, sometimes we joke around, like, you know, so it's complaining about one of the ads. And for what it's worth, I'm not knocking the complaint. Some of these ads are obnoxious as hell. But the moving bowels, I had to post a link to a picture of KO Pectate that just came to mind. You know, the Skeptic mentioned the debates, the political debates that were kicking off in the PTS feed. And of course, we're hoping to hear back and hopefully everything's okay there, because I'm looking to debate your conservative butt. And, we're going for the golden iPod there. I don't have an iPod, so I'm kind of banking on maybe if I can win this debate, I can get an iPod. How ironic is that? I don't even have an iPod. I have to listen to it on my computer, but, this podcasters list feature is really cool. And yeah, as Skeptic pointed out, the entry for Magic is kind of lengthy in there. I guess you might want to put a count next to each podcaster's name so you can kind of keep track. Although I'm hoping this isn't, I mean, it might look like it in my case, but I'm hoping it's not going to turn into how many podcasts can I spam Podspace with. You know, ideally we'll post podcasts because we got something to say. That's what I'm hoping. And obviously I have plenty to say. The thing about the sponsored forums is really cool too. And I know that, you know, this is something I'd also like to talk about somewhere else. I just wanted to comment, you know, some people worry about ATS becoming too commercialized and stuff. And I think it's, you know, that's a reasonable thing for members to keep an eye on and worry about, because we don't want AboveTopSecret.com to become beholden to, you know, special interests or anything like that and lose its objectivity as a website. You know, if ATS starts pushing particular points of view, that's thin ice to be skating on. And the senior staff know that very well. There's been a lot of discussions about that behind the scenes, and I just want members to know that you know, if you're worried about ATS selling out, I'm not seeing that, you know, and there's a very you know, Simon, the three amigos, you know, Simon, Springer, and Skeptic, they know, you know, they've been here, they're members too, they understand this kind of stuff. Sponsored forums, I think, are going to be really cool, and you know, we'll see how this plays out. I think members are going to love these, I really do. And ATS TV, I don't have a TV, so I'm hoping I'll be able to watch the show over the internet. That's what I'm banking on, because I'm not going to go out and get a TV. TV programming, I don't like it. disco rules. Skeptic, I love that. You have to be a disco DJ. Hey, you know, like you said, that's how you got the babes back in those days. They were dark times, you know. And you had to wear clothing that was like, sounded like a menu. You know, you had your vanilla suit and your chocolate shirt and your strawberry tie and your platform shoes with goldfish in them. Those were the days, man. And sequins. Everybody had their sequins. And of course, you know, the threads that you mentioned, definitely the, you know, Val's thread about have I disturbed someone. This is a classic thread in Paranormal Studies. And, you know, this question about the terrorists, where are they now? the fun thing about that, and I guess I'll have to go and check that thread out, is it's sort of like the elephant charm that I wear that keeps the elephants away. And, you know, I wear this charm, and so far I haven't seen a single elephant around my house. And so it is with the war on terrorism. And the irony is, the better job the people fighting against terrorism do, then we don't see terrorists. And, of course, then complacency sets in, and away it goes. Meanwhile, yeah, maybe someone's just using the whole terrorism thing as some sort of scare to accomplish political objectives. And certainly we see the war on terrorism used to justify all kinds of things. As citizens, I think it's important for us to kind of maintain a balanced perspective and realize that this, you know, preventing terrorist acts is kind of like preventing fires. And if we become lax, it's just like if you prevent fires right now, so you start leaving, you know, piles of oily rags lying around next to open flames, sooner or later you're going to have a fire. And if we become lax about security in this country, we can have the same kind of effect. We already know that terrorist events do happen. Of course, on the other side of the coin here, we have to watch out that demagogues and opportunists don't use the war on terrorism as a way to basically turn the U.S. into another police state. And it's a difficult balance to strike. And finally, I just wanted to comment. I love these contests you do. They're really cool. And I just wanted to chime in on that. And I can recognize at least one of those. I actually recognize two of those songs, but I can't remember the title of one. I just, you know, like I said, it was a dark time. It was the 70s. Anyway, I don't think I'm going to break the record for longest podcast. I'm sure anyone listening to this can breathe a sigh of relief about that. But I wanted to, you know, get a reply. And by the way, I don't mind at all having a little fun poked at me, because, yeah, I mean, geez, look at this. I mean, you know, magic, you know, podcast, you know, list of podcasts, magic, Agent Smith, magic, hey, Mr. Whoopi-san, hey, magic, Bulbary Blue Shimmer. Yes. Yeah, hey, True America, you're getting down there, you're getting those posts going, man, that's good. So, you know, we're getting there, and the thing is, more members, we're just going to get so many more members, so. You're going to have your work cut out for you, Skeptic. This is, we're going to be laying a lot of podcasts on you, so I hope you're ready. You know, in between all those, casting and camera calls, you know, and by the way, I'm sure the members are curious, you know, about the allegations of steroid use. I mean, come on, guy. Looking pretty buff there. I'm thinking a little. I don't think that's all the gym. I don't think that's all gym going on there. But not to spread any rumors. I'm just saying, you know, that's a little bit more than just wheat germ and protein powder going on there. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, hey, This has been Magic in a AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to the Skeptic Overview number 4. And, you know, shout out and best regards to Skeptic. I can't thank you enough for getting these podcasts going. And that's just one of the many cool things you do. So, yeah, consider that a little fawning and sycophancy there. Anyway, this is Magic signing out for now.